just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. I'm going to be over there this afternoon getting the trailer summarized, ready to go. And we are excited. 4th of July, all month long sale. Hideout BT-120. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal little trailer. You need to check it out. $12,995 brand new, $129 a month. It's a Catalina. And this is a Hideout little trailer, BT. You need to go over and see this cute little one-bedroom apartment. That's basically what it is. $250 gas card with every purchase, $500 for veterans, located at 277 Expressway Court, Northern Michigan RV. It is a happy birthday, America. And this is going to be a phenomenal sale all month long, the entire month, the entire month of July. The little Hideout that they have, and this is so cute. $129 a month. I mean, that's barely $4 and some change per day. You walk in, it has a cute little slide out that I can't believe it has a slide out. That's number one. For less than 13 grand. Slide out has a U-shaped booth table with a sofa bed that folds out into a bed with somewhat of a window view on both sides, the kitchen side, the dining room area side, where the sofa bed is, bathroom, plus an additional bed. This is the cutest little thing ever. You guys need to go check it out. Hideout, 120 BT, 129 a month. The entire month of July, celebrating America's 250th birthday. This promotion lasts the entire month. The really cool thing I love about Northern Michigan RV, write this phone number down. Text it to your significant other. 989-448-8700. Get your registration out or your car insurance, proof of insurance, which has your VIN number on it. Give Tony and his team a call. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Said, here's the VIN number. Trucker told me to give you my VIN number. They will look up your vehicle. The car you have, the small SUV you have, the small pickup, the big pickup, whatever you have, they will look up your VIN number. They will know exactly what engine, transmission, rear end, differential, powertrain, capability, towing capability of your vehicle based on that VIN number. They will then line up all their inventory that your vehicle that you currently own can tow. Go down there and pick out the one you like. They'll finance it. $250 gas card for your summer vacation. Get out and see Northern Michigan. NorthernMichiganRV.com is the website. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. I want you to go to their website, ironpigsmoke.com. You can order for carryout. You can also look at the pavilion if you want to reserve it. Family reunion, a wedding, whatever you want to do, just go to their website, ironpigsmoke.com, and take a look at everything they have to offer. Golf outing is this Friday. This Friday, 2 days. They believe they still have some slots open. If you want to play golf with the Iron Pig folks this Friday, you can still sign up for it. And they also have music Friday nights, movie nights. They have music every Saturday. Thursday night, 4 to 7, they do a farmer's market. Lots of information there on the website. Check it all out, ironpigsmoke.com. Going to talk about some polling that came out that I think you guys need to look at because it's kind of interesting, the process, what we're talking about, governor's race, heating up on the Republican side. Republican gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson is planning the most aggressive month-long advertising campaign against U.S. Congressman John James, following President Donald Trump's endorsement of James for the upcoming Michigan Republican primary to be held on August 4th. John Yab, Johnson's general consultant of his campaign, said, Perry Johnson's campaign intends the subject John James to what he's calling the biggest, most intense, aggressive 5-week primary campaign in Michigan's history, end quote, said Yab. Adding that James is about to live the toughest month in his political career. Perry Johnson's latest offensive attacks began this past weekend with a 30-second ad attacking James' position on immigration. According to Ad Impact, Perry Johnson spent $213,866 this past Saturday and Sunday. The two-day advertisement ran in areas like Detroit, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Flint, and Traverse City, among other cities. According to Ad Impact, the ad garnered more than 5 million impressions. Ad calls James a lying liberal loser, claiming he supported allowing undocumented immigrants to remain in the country through guest worker visas. It also attacks him for not supporting a border wall and even included quotes that ran in Crane's Detroit Business and the Detroit Free Press. Back in 2020, James then told Crane's Business he supported increasing the number of guest worker visas because farmers have been clamoring for it, particularly in West Michigan's vegetable and fruit-growing belt, end quote. In the article back from 2020, when he was running for U.S. Senate, a race, of course, he lost statewide Senate race, James was quoted as saying, if Americans don't want to pick the produce, if Americans don't want to do these certain types of jobs, we cannot force them to do it. And I believe our farmers should be given every resource they can to compete. Right now, the federal government is getting in the way of allowing our farmers to compete, end quote, according to the Crane's Detroit Business story. The ad that Perry Johnson's running attacking John James includes quotes from the Detroit Free Press, where they reported that they wrote that he doesn't referring to John James, unequivocally support the construction of a border wall on our southern border. James said that he would leave it to immigration officials to decide. And at the time, he also took issue with President Trump's proposal to zero out the funding for the Great Lakes restoration projects. Well, Jackson Gross, James' campaign manager, said these quotes are being twisted out of context. Perry Johnson is desperate and dishonest. Having to go all the way back to 2020 articles, twisting to create a sleazy attack ad while burning through over $20 million this year. And previously wasting nearly $30 million in a failed campaign against President Trump. John James is a combat veteran who put his life on the line to defend our borders and freedom. He has President Trump's full endorsement and strong backing from Michigan's two largest law enforcement organizations, representing over 22,000 police officers. On the celebrity front, he also has been endorsed by Kid Rock and Ted Nugent. John James leads in the polls. He helped pass the Laken-Riley Act in Washington, and he is the co-sponsor, one of the co-sponsors of the Save America Act. And just this month voted to fully fund ICE and Border Patrol. Well, this attack ad campaign by Johnson came after President Trump endorsed James. John James maintained that the president received bad advice, Perry Johnson maintained that the president received bad advice yet again, drawing on prior candidates who have received the Trump endorsement but ultimately lost in November. His consultant Yab argued that the president's endorsement was an attempt to revive the James campaign, describing James as, quote, tanking in the polls. His campaign is broke, and he's struggling to gain the most establishment of political endorsements. Basically, Yab says, President Trump has attempted to save John James' political career for the third time, despite the fact that he's a two-time statewide loser when he ran for U.S. Senate. However, grassroots conservatives are rebelling. Many of them are saying, Mr. President, we love you, but we've seen this movie before. We're not voting for your candidate. We're voting for Perry Johnson. Yab said Johnson believes James will weaken the Republicans' down ticket in November if he wins the primary on August 4th. Perry Johnson's campaign also says if John James is the candidate, this very well could help solidify a win for Democrat Abdul El-Sayed in Michigan's open U.S. Senate race. He could cause Mike Rogers to lose the Senate seat and could potentially even hurt the Democrat control over our state legislature. Yab went on to say Perry feels an obligation to try to save the Republican ticket by ensuring that John James is not the governor nominee. He continued to say that Perry Johnson would be that Republican, an outsider who appeals to Republicans, independents, libertarians, and even some fiscally conservative Democrats. He will eliminate the state income tax as his first objective and will seriously reform property taxes to the point where eventually they will be eliminated. Only Perry Johnson has a plan like this. And the Democrats do not want Perry Johnson on the ballot. Yob also claimed some Republican voters who will refuse to support James in the general election, potentially increasing support for the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate, Anthony Hudson. If they end up voting for him because John James is on the ticket versus Perry Johnson, James will lose to Benson in November. This will be his third statewide loss, and most smart Republicans and independents want him to lose. Many people are fed up with John James, and they want him gone. This could be his final hurrah if, in fact, he wins the primary on August 4th. Well, making quote of the day, John Yob said, in order to save the ticket, we are going to test whether John James's campaign can survive the biggest, most intense, aggressive, five-week primary assault campaign in Michigan history. James also will be heavily tested in the debates, and on Election Day, August 4th, he will resemble Topira after the UFC fight at the White House. Well, this is going to be fun. So strap in. Let's see if negative attack ads by Perry Johnson's campaign works by getting a lot of people not to vote for John James on August 4th. And by the way, folks, this Saturday, July 4th, the party that we're going to be attending at Liberty Mountain USA, tickets are still available. You can go to the website, Liberty Mountain USA, click on events, $15. General admission on the mountain will get you there. Come and party with us on Saturday. Well, it also marks 4th of July. This Saturday marks 1 month before the August 4th primary. Absentee ballots have already been mailed out. I got mine last Friday. People are already voting. I was down visiting downstate yesterday. My 90-year-old mother, she pulled out her ballot and asked me who to vote for. She voted for Perry Johnson. Very, very happy to do it. I explained to her what he's running on, what he wants to do. She, my 90-year-old mother, lives alone in Shelby Township, Michigan. She wants to see him eliminate property taxes. She goes, it makes me sick. I've owned this house free and clear since 1966. And I still have to pay property taxes at age 90. Bottom of the hour news break. Hour number two. We'll be right back. This.